Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Fitness First Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Mays of Jake's Fitness and Nutrition Coaching. And today I wanted to bring you an episode talking about why women should stop weight training, because there are five reasons in particular that it's actually going to be a bad thing for women to continue weight training. And so number one we're going to cover is the risk of, you know, developing muscles is way too high. So imagine having to deal with all the compliments that are going to come with your arms looking better in your favorite shirt and the people having to like ask you what it is you're doing to look so good when they can't really figure it out. So you definitely don't want to weight train for that reason. Actually, if you post it to the internet about how strong you are and about how good you look, sometimes you get way too much of a following and you start to make money from it. And, you know, you start to get recognized by your friends and your peers, and you definitely don't want that, because the one thing everybody hates is recognition and, you know, just general, appraisement altogether. Third, too much strength is possibly an issue for your home, right? Because say you rip the door off the hinges of your house, that would be insane. And plus, you know, fixing a door is super expensive. So it would be advantageous for you to definitely not weight train, because if you get too strong, like the Hulk, you may actually just rip the door off your house. Number four, this is a big one. It's just the inconvenience of never needing help lifting a suitcase like into an overhead storage cabin again on an airplane. I know, ladies, you love to do a little meet cute situation where, you know, you ask, you know, a cute guy to help you like lift the luggage up into your, you know, the overhead bin. Well, you know, you're not going to be able to do that anymore, because lifting weights is going to completely take that away from you. He's going to look at you and be like, I think you can lift it. So that's unfortunately gone. And then, number five, I want you to consider the danger of setting personal bests. Now, that can be best in pant size, shirt size, how you feel, how you look, the weights that you lift in the gym. You want to be careful setting too many personal bests, because if your self-esteem gets too high, or if you feel too good about yourself, it could be an issue. So I want you to just be careful starting to lift weights, and probably just don't do it at all, because there's too many benefits. And if you start to feel too good, then it's probably just not going to work out for anybody. So ladies, that's probably why you should stop weight training. And if you haven't caught on by now, this entire thing is one big joke. This is a sarcastic podcast that I'm doing right now, because in some form or another, these are generally the fears and complaints that, you know, you hear from, not just women. I mean, some men have this issue too, but this is generally the fears that a lot of women have when they start weight training is, you know, they're going to get too bulky. You know, they're going to get way too strong. They're going to look masculine. When a lot of times the examples that they're bringing up, they're talking about people that have quite literally dedicated their entire lives to being as fit and as strong as humanly possible. You're not going to get that way by accident. And you're sure as shit not going to get that way by working out a couple days a week in the gym. A lot of the people that you don't, quote, don't want to look like have been training at this for decades, or at least 5 to 10 years of consistent effort towards one singular goal. And it's being as strong or being as fit as humanly possible for their sport, whether it be CrossFit or bodybuilding. Those are two of the bigger ones normally. But yeah, I mean, if you want to, you know, hold off osteoporosis, you want to feel better, you want to lose weight, and then, by the way, keep it off. That's really the big one. You want to generally just feel better, then you should probably weight train. You should do it consistently. If you're not doing it at all right now, that's fine. Start easy. Start with 1 or 2 days a week. I feel like a lot of times with any human, the general consensus is that you have to go all or nothing. Like, you're either in the gym 5 days a week or you're not doing it at all, which is bonkers, because it doesn't make any sense. Like, you absolutely can go 1 day a week if you're not going at all right now. And that's 100% increase from there. And then once you start going 2 days a week, that's another 100% increase, a 200% increase from what you're doing before. And then it snowballs from there. Success is usually a big snowball. It's not, you know, this rapid fire silver bullet that, you know, you just start doing this and then all of a sudden your dream outcome starts to happen. The biggest takeaway from this one, guys, is this whole thing was one big joke. Women, you should, ladies, you absolutely need to be weight training. It has some of the best benefits for women in particular, more so than men. The fears around looking bulky and looking masculine are not found in any real research or science. They're just fears. But especially as you get older, it will help you completely get rid of osteoporosis or the risk of being or getting osteoporosis. You're going to be stronger. You're going to have more energy. You're going to be able to eat more. You're going to be able to keep weight off of your body and just overall feel and look better. But if you don't want to feel or look better, then I definitely wouldn't weight train. That's a great thing to stay away from if you're looking to not feel or look any better. But if you are, I definitely recommend getting in the gym and starting that weight training journey. Now, if you have questions about weight training, if you need any more tips on that, I give away a lot of free guides on my Instagram at Jake's Coaching. Or if you want more information on one-on-one coaching, you can go to my website or message me at my Instagram page. My website is www.jakescoaching.com. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you next time.